Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno. Taxpayers giving $75 million to Pakistan by housing illegals in New York. By Hannah Blow on September 5, 2023. American taxpayers are being forced to pay for illegal immigrants to be housed at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. And they are simultaneously subsidizing the government of Pakistan, as the hotel is owned by the Pakistani government, Republican Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno said on Monday. The Roosevelt Hotel in NYC has 1,025 rooms, and American taxpayers are currently paying for every one of those rooms to be filled by illegal immigrants, at a cost of $6,000 per family of illegals per month, Moreno said on social media, noting that the hotel is actually owned by the Pakistani government. Biden forcing American citizens to pay for the housing of illegal immigrants, while simultaneously subsidizing the government of Pakistan, is the very definition of America last. What a disgrace, he exclaimed, sharing a video of himself outside of the hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Today this hotel is fully occupied, all 1,025 rooms with illegal migrant families being housed here at the cost of $6,000 per month per family. That's $75 million in taxpayer money used here at this one hotel in Midtown Manhattan, he said, reminding Americans that the same government that housed Osama bin Laden is now getting $75 million a year from American taxpayers to house families that are here illegally in America. Indeed, Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, has leased the Roosevelt Hotel to the city of New York. According to the Indian Express, the lease will last for a period of 3 years, following which the property will be handed back to PIA. On Tuesday, Moreno revealed that big tech censorship was at it again, as Facebook and Instagram prohibited him from promoting the post on their platforms. Related, U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno takes on GOP establishment, they know I can't be bought. Breitbart News first reported in May that the Roosevelt Hotel would house hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens at taxpayers' expense. Breitbart News reported. The latest decision will have close to 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens soon living in Manhattan's iconic Roosevelt Hotel, which first opened in 1924 and is named after former President Theodore Roosevelt. Eventually, the hotel is set to house close to 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens. The cost will fall exclusively on New Yorkers, who will foot an annual $75 million bill to convert the Roosevelt Hotel into a migrant shelter. The Hotels to Migrant Shelters policy by Adams is proving lucrative for the powerful real estate and hotel industry in New York City. Once closed hotels are now opening as migrant shelters, enticed by city contracts and fronted by taxpayers. Related, CBS, now that migrant crisis in these big cities the way that it is, it's time to pay attention, there's resource drain.